You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. All of my OG subscribers know that every year I put out a Fuck Valentine's Day video. I've done that ever since I've been on YouTube, even with my old channels that got terminated. However, I also always came back with a post-Valentine's Day after action report. Gentlemen, the things that I saw this year, holy bejesus. Oh, wow. The store literally had guys lined around the corner. Sad. But not sad for my bank account. But as per usual, as per standard operating procedures, I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown of everything that I observed while I was making deliveries. Now, of course, you had the standard guy to come in on Valentine's Day to say, hey, I need something, you know, blah, 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 blah. That was pretty typical. However, I want to focus on two areas that I saw a market increase in. Now, the first area was, of course, what I said in my Valentine's Day video. The women who sent things to themselves under the guise of a quote-unquote secret admirer. Between last year and this year, I could definitely say without pause, there was a 40% increase in women who did just that. Oh, it was hilariously sad. Now, with everybody kind of letting the mask mandates expire, hint, hint, quote, quote, and I'll be talking about that one in another video. A lot of women decided, you know what? I'm going to send something to myself to make sure it goes to the workplace. Yeah. Sad. And of course, you had some women. There was this one woman. Big as fuck. I go in, I make the delivery, you know, delivery for such and such. This big beluga fucking whale literally had the audacity to say, oh, I hope this isn't from some stalker. I'm looking at the damn delivery ticket through the app on my phone. And I'm like, really? I'm just thinking to myself, really? Who the fuck is stalking you? But of course, it was all for social clout. A couple of the other women were like, oh, somebody sent you something? And of course, she wants to try to play the whole, I hope it's not from a stalker angle. And it took everything for me not to just turn my phone around and say, look, she sent this to herself. It took all the restraint in me not to just blast her on sight. But of course, me being the professional mercenary that I am, I just looked at her. I just shook my head, gave it to her. And she was like, do I have to sign it? I'm like, no, you don't have to sign. Here you go. Turned my back and walked off. And as soon as I closed the door to their office, I just busted out in all sorts of maniacal laughter. I wanted to make sure everybody in that office heard me laughing. And of course, the security guard happened to see everything. I gave him a look. And he was like, hey, you know, why are you laughing? So I pulled him to the side and said, you know what? That big girl in there? He was like, oh, yeah, she's a real bitch. I'm like, yeah, she sent that gift to herself under the guise of somebody, you know, sent her something. But then she's talking about, oh, I hope it's not from a stalker. And he busted out laughing. He was like, yeah, she ain't got nobody. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that was fucking hilarious. But yeah, at minimum 40% increase of women sending shit to themselves at the workplace. And that was just one of multiple deliveries that I personally made. I talked to some of the other drivers and they were saying the same thing. Yeah, what's up with all these women sending stuff to themselves? I said, oh, trust me. Trust me. Every year, there's been a market increase of women doing that. And of course, they have to make sure it's at their job. They want to make sure it's public. So they want to make sure to get that social validation from everybody else or all the other women in an attempt to make them, quote unquote, jealous. I said, yeah, it's a mind game. Go in, make your delivery, look at the app, match the names, and just shake your head and walk out. That's what you got to do. But on the flip side, I actually saw a 30% increase in women buying stuff for guys. Now, in years past, that number never went above 10%. Yeah, I kept track. But yeah, when I saw that, I looked at all the numbers and I was like, this is very interesting. So when I made deliveries to guys, a lot of the guys were completely and totally unexpecting these. They were busy trying to get something for the girls. And they was like, well, this is for you. Oh, well, whoa, who sent this? Look, man, hey, my job is just to get it here. So I don't know. Well, I do know, but, you know. But some guys actually, you know, they tip me for the information, which normally we're not supposed to do. We just say, hey, somebody sent you something. And our standard response is, hey, you made somebody happy. Boom. But the guys were like, hey, who sent this? Well, you know what, man? I really can't tell you. You know, hey, you know what? Hey, I tip you a couple of bucks if you let me know. Oh, okay. Well, shit, put the money in my hand. Okay, yeah. Boom, this person. One dude was like, oh, damn, man, my side chick got me something. I'm like, oh, yeah. But I can definitely say with that market increase of women buying stuff, you know what that means? Yeah, there are some guys. There's enough guys out there who said screw Valentine's to the point that now women have to come out of their pockets. And hey, to me, money is money. Either I get it from the blue pill simp or I get it from some woman trying to put her bid in. It's the same to me. Like I said, I'm a mercenary in all this. But there's definitely a change in the mating landscape. I've always said this. I've always sat back and observed everything. Women are doing what they can to lock down any man that they can. They're trying now. A lot of women are definitely getting a hell of a lot bolder. A lot of women are willing to talk to a man now, but that's far too little, far too late. And especially with everything going on in the current geopolitical situation, Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If shit pops off, guess what? You're going to see a hell of a lot more women try to, quote unquote, return to traditionalism. Yeah, no, gentlemen, don't fall for it. Do not fall for it. They're looking for a safe landing spot. But all in all, with Valencucks Day and, you know, the mop-up ops from yesterday, yeah, there's definitely a serious change in the mating market. Women out here are getting desperate. They're trying to shoot their shot. They're trying to lock down any man they can. They see what's coming. Gentlemen, make sure you're mentally prepared to walk alone in this situation that's about to pop off. If it does, just saying. But I've ranted on long enough. That comes to pretty much the end of everything that happened on Valencucks Day and mop-up ops from yesterday. Well, let me know how you decided to enjoy Valencucks Day and what you decided to do. Man, my F Valencucks Day video, I'm proud of everything that I saw in the comment section that you guys did. You know what? I ended up going to the gym my damn self. However, I got money, got shifted to this weekend. But pretty much that's it. Things have gone beyond the point of no return in the mating market to the point that women have to actively participate. And things are really showing. Oh, and by the way, yeah, more women are literally monetizing themselves. They are selling themselves. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Well, let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the quote unquote false, fake liberties that you've gained from feminism will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, more and more men have realized that there are more of you than there are of us. And they're planning accordingly. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.